Thank you very much, Chair. So, as many of you know, the reporting mechanism under the Water Convention was not there. Oops. So the convention, when it was born, it did not have the reporting mechanism, but in 2015, parties decided to introduce the reporting mechanism because they saw the benefits of such a mechanism. Such a mechanism allows to identify gaps in cooperation, difficulties in cooperation, and to focus action. And in 2015, also, the SDGs were born, so it was only natural that the two reporting exercises were combined, and therefore, for parties to the Water Convention, the reporting under the SDG indicator 6.5.2 serves also as a reporting under the convention. And in fact, parties to the Water Convention, they complete one table which serves the two purposes. And when the reporting mechanism was introduced, the Secretariat of the Convention was also requested to prepare, on the basis of parties' reports, a synthesis report which would show trends and challenges in implementation of the Water Convention among its parties. So we are now at the third reporting exercise. In this reporting exercise, all parties to the convention have provided their reports. We also had the same situation 3 years ago. We have seen that coordination in the preparation of reports has improved. It improved both at the national level, but it also improved at the transboundary level. Many more parties to the convention have shared their reports with their riparian states or have discussed such reports in their joint bodies. The average value of the SDG indicator 652 worldwide is 59%. It's very unfortunate because I'm speaking about numbers. So, but I hope this can be restored soon. So the average value of the SDG indicator for worldwide is 59%, and for parties this value is higher, it's 81%. And out of 26 countries that Sara mentioned, worldwide have the 100% value of the SDG indicator 652, 22 are parties to the Water Convention. And overall, we have seen a great effort by parties to improve the accuracy of their data in this reporting round. So many countries have reported additional small basins, so they have done an extra effort to report additional waters. And many parties have also provided updating information on the surface areas of their basins. So on the graph which you see on this slide, the dark blue bar shows that number of parties for which the indicated value is very high, so between 90 and 100%. And you can see that across the reporting exercises, this dark blue bar becomes larger. So this is very good. In 2017, we had 18 parties to the Water Convention with very high values. And now we have 28 parties with very high values. And we also see that many countries are concluding additional agreements. So even though their cooperation is already operational, they are still trying to improve it through the conclusion of agreements, for example, on new topics or tackling specific issues of cooperation. Here we have highlighted just a few examples, and maybe let me name, for example, the new efforts done by Hungary, Serbia, and Croatia to initiate and improve trilateral cooperation on the ice control between these three countries. Another trilateral effort has been done by Moldova, Romania, and Ukraine, who concluded a ministerial declaration on the Prut in order to bring their cooperation on this river higher at the basin level and basin scale. Another agreement to be mentioned, the MOU between Poland and Ukraine. Their geological authorities have signed a memorandum of understanding to deepen cooperation on ground waters. Another prominent example, Kazakhstan and Uzbekistan started to cooperate on the Pritashkent transboundary aquifer and have concluded a roadmap about further actions on this aquifer. And the last example on this list is the new agreement signed by Uzbekistan and Turkmenistan to improve cooperation on the Amudarya. On this slide, I also present several examples. I won't go through them, but here you can see the examples of the various action plans concluded by parties for transboundary basins. And this is the evidence that countries are setting up new objectives, new targets to improve cooperation on certain specific issues. So for example, the low water events in the Meuse Basin or the chemical monitoring on the Rhine. But of course, there are also challenges, and I need to see that the picture on main challenges faced by parties in cooperation in transboundary basins. This graph is very similar to the one which we have seen 3 years ago. So of course, there is a need to establish transboundary water agreements in the basins where such agreements are lacking, or to transform non-operational agreements into operational ones. Also, parties highlight as main challenges for their cooperation the differences between national administrative and legal frameworks between riparian countries. They also highlight the resource constraints as one of the main issues for transboundary water cooperation. And the lack of relevant data and information also features very prominently among the challenges. So now the Secretariat is developing the third progress report on implementation of the Water Convention by parties. It will have a similar structure and similar methodology as the second report, which we developed 3 years ago. We are trying to keep the same structure in order to allow for some comparison and comparative conclusions. The chapter with selected basin analysis, where we analyze certain basins in more detail, will this year include such basins as the Rhine, the Dniester, the Sirdarya, and the Senegalo-Mauritanian aquifer basin. And in this report, the objective is also to show specifically the situation with implementation of the convention and challenges for implementation in the recent parties to the convention. The objective is also to improve the communication friendliness of the report, so to introduce more infographics and visuals. In the moment, we are working on the consolidated analysis of information by basins. And we expect to send you the full draft of the progress report in late June for comments and for verification. That's it, Peter. Thank you.